Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's hump day. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Thanks for listening. It's great to have you here. V Hale's coming in today. A little early for her show, so she can take on. So you'll have a chance to grab your title back, then. El Campeón del Pueblo.
All right.
To be top of the heap again.
Okay.
That's all. I'm sure you'll win. I mean.
What was her name again?
El Campeón.
For the bad people, right?
De los Pueblo Muertos.
Can't she just come up with her own nickname? We don't have to name her.
Yeah, and let's get her to come up with a nickname.
One win doesn't get you a nickname. That doesn't that's not.
She's currently the winner. Yeah. At the end of the year, we'll crown a true champion of the year, count up the wins and losses. There'll be like, she'll have probably three or four wins over the course of the year.
You know, she did say it'll take a month, right? So who knows?
It's been about a month.
Maybe she'll be unstoppable.
Well, I doubt it.
Might tear off, go on a run. It's possible.
It is possible, Vinny.
I'm not scared, though. So let's just,
I'm
ready.
Yeah. Anyway, the Epic Battle Royale today, about 9:45 or so. And if you don't hang out all day throughout our entire show, you should know that we podcast the whole show. You can listen anytime you have time to. You're working out, going for a walk later. Just pop us on. Get the Odyssey.
Pop us on.
Odyssey. Another podcast that we do. It's called The Secret Show. That's right. Episode 3 of Secret Show 2.0 is looking to be. Talk about Epic Battle Royale. This one's epic. We've got a bunch of stuff about Nicole. We're going to find out. And we've got a bunch of stuff about V. Hale that we're going to find out. And hopefully we got the guy who's the only person who knew he was gay was his best friend. His wife didn't know. And he has broken the news to her. And we're going to hear the whole sordid tale.
I'm very interested in that.
Oh, man.
I feel like I'm just too invested into this situation.
How could you not be? No. Look, I'm proud of the guy for stepping up and being honest.
Totally.
But look, that's using someone at in the worst possible way. You've married someone and you've phonied up the whole freaking thing because you're not that.
You're lying to yourself, you're lying to everyone you love in your life, except for your best friend. Who now has to lie to everybody on your behalf because you've sworn into secrecy. So this will be, I can't wait to talk to the guy.
Yeah, I don't want to be hostile at all. I'm happy he's done the right thing.
Absolutely.
It's good.
Better late than never.
Right.
I'm sure plenty of people have gone through their whole lives denying who they are and not living their best life. Thank you, Oprah.
Well, the trip is that I wrongly assume that this doesn't happen anymore, that because we live in a world now where you can be who you want to be, that people are able to just be themselves. And yet there's all kinds of different
family dynamics,
pressures, right? Family dynamics, church, exactly. Work, Maybe you think you can't move forward at your workplace if you're not one of the guys, so to speak.
Yep.
You know, I don't know, but I definitely feel bad for her.
Absolutely. I wind up feeling bad for everybody involved. This person is trying to lead a life that they weren't born to and lying to everyone in the process. But it can be really difficult. It destroys families. It's sad to say. So I'm asking here for bad advice, but it's a, I don't know how much we'll get to this week,
we'll
but
do
I
it
save
next
them
week.
All. Yeah. I save
them
all.
Send them in either way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll get to them.
You have a problem, please send it to us. We would love to bat that around for you and come up with our, it's actually great advice. We call it bad advice, but that's ridiculous.
It's actually terrible advice. Yeah.
What? No, it's fantastic advice.
I mean, horribly great advice.
Right. If you need help, I don't know. If you need help in your life, email us, Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Put secret show or bad advice right there in the subject line so we can sort you out from the rest and get to it.
I sure hope 408 picks up the phone.
Yes.
I'm going to give...
Yes. You're going to talk to him. You got to...
I'm going to give them a call tomorrow on Thursday just to... Trying to, you know, make sure that
you're a producer. You just make sure that guy's on our show. That's all. We don't need to know how you did it.
We're counting on you, producer.
That's all. It's on you, producer.
If they're not on, it's your fault.
Hey, look, I don't know this person at all, and I told them.
Well, you better make sure it happens. You know,
producers are magicians, and they've been known throughout the years to make crazy things happen. By massaging the situation.
We're not going to be realistic about this.
Sensitivity. You know, this is real life stuff. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's going to be great.
He said he'd do it.
Yeah,
you're on
he
it.
Did. He did on Monday.
So you got to guilt him into doing it. That's all there is to it.
He said yes, and you know how it is. 4 days pass. Maybe a lot of stuff goes through their brain. They're like, oh, maybe I
Listen,
should.
We need to know about all that
Bryn,
stuff.
We love your little synthesizer voice. It's excellent. But you better get this person on the secret show.
Synthesizer voice.
Odyssey.
Oh, that?
All your little voices, when you're God, when you're the devil, all of it. What you're amazing. Oh, your auto-tune is great.
Booking is part of the gig.
Yeah.
Get that guy on the
get
secret
that guy
show.
On the secret
I
show.
See where you're going with that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're great. Now, get us what we want.
Right.
Including VIP tickets to Bottle Rock.
Right.
Working on it.
Okay, let's take it down a notch. We have a death here.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Sarah.
Yep. A terrible death, too. All deaths are tragic on some level. This one is... this is terrible. This is really bad. The guy's name's Samuel E. Wright. And you go, who?
Yeah,
turns
who?
Out you do know him. He passed away Monday. You do. After a 3-year battle with prostate cancer. Ugh. 74. Too young. Wright was the voice of Sebastian the Crab in the 1989. Here he's singing them. Oh, look at you.
I love this guy so
Me
much.
Me too. So good. What do they got? So he, this is Samuel E. Wright. He was the voice of Sebastian the Crab in the 89 Disney classic The Little Mermaid. That will no doubt go down as his most famous role. However, he was nominated for a Tony for playing Mufasa in the Broadway version of The Lion King starting in 1997. You may also recognize him from a Clint Eastwood movie called Bird. He played Dizzy Gillespie in this film's from 1988. I don't remember it.
Cool.
He was also, do you remember the old Fruit of the Loom commercials back in the day where it was all the grown men dressed up
as costumes?
Fruit. He's the grapes.
That was a year ago. Hey, there's the Fruit of the Loom guys.
I
bought you this Fruit of the Loom underwear on that trip.
How we hold it up?
Terrific.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, there they are in the room. There he is. He's the he's the purple grapes.
I got it.
I believe. He once told the LA Times, and I absolutely love this quote, he keeps a collection of little red crabs in his home and, quote, every time I pass one, I genuflect and say, thank you for the house, my kids' education, and the fact that we don't have to eat cheese grits anymore.
Oh.
It's awesome.
Yeah. He's still getting quarterly checks for that movie. He's a big part of that movie.
I hope they're more than the $10 I got for flight the other day because $10 is not buying anything for anybody.
I'm going to say it's more than the 10 bucks. You know, if a movie like Flight is still pulling in, I mean, I must get $60 to $70 a year off that movie. And we had, you can't even hear us. We're like this in the background. While the naked lady is on stage. That guy did all the songs. I'm sure he gets a cut of the soundtrack when it sells. I mean, that's got to be a good gig. That voice
but,
work.
I will say that your scene with you guys in Flight is
the best scene.
The best scene of the movie.
The best scene in the movie, absolutely. Oh, no, we're totally, we rule that movie. We stole that show. No question. Hmm. Right out from underneath that
naked
lady.
Sorry, Denzel.
Yeah, sorry.
He stole the movie from
sorry about it. That's why we make the big bucks. Was my check was, I think, for $10.06 this time around. This was the foreign royalties.
Yours also was that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure we, you know.
Well, I don't know if you worked a better deal or not. I know my deal.
I'm pretty sure I worked union minimum, my friend.
Okay. I don't know.
You get paid per
did.
Line. Anywho, there's that.
That's one of those keep your eyes on your own paper situations.
Right. The voice of Sebastian from The Little Mermaid, no more. Samuel E. Wright, rest in peace. Nothing can hide, you know, heartache, but you can cover up the scar with a little male makeup. I'm talking about A-Rod's new line of male makeup. It's by something called Hims.
Hims is, I think, a website where you can get hair products.
Oh, I don't know.
And Viagra. And I think you can also get...
Oh, really?
I think so. I could be wrong. I don't go there, but I've seen ads, many ads for Hims. I think Snoop did ads for them as well.
Well, he's doing a line of, it's called Blur Stick. It's like a chapstick-sized tube, and it comes in 8 shades from lighter skin to darker skin. The Blur Stick is billed as a sleek, effective concealer stick specifically formulated for men. Here he is applying it to his face as though he had lips on his cheek. It's really,
so it's
looks like a lipstick.
It looks like contour.
Oh.
You know what that is, Sarah?
Sure. I mean, I've heard of it.
So contour kind of comes like that in a tube. And girls, I don't use contour because I'm scared, because it's really darker than your foundation.
Yeah.
And you put it around your face and then you blend it in to like...
And then put concealer over the...
Yeah, put concealer, then put setting powder. And that's what he looks like he's doing, is getting his contour ready.
He really does. So wait. He's going kind of down the cheek line.
Yeah, so you go along your jawline right here, down your nose, over your forehead. Mm-hmm. Some girls do around their lips, and then they contour it so it like highlights. Like you can give yourself cheekbones, do all this stuff.
Definition.
Yeah. And
isn't the Kardashians, they're the pioneers of the contouring, isn't it?
Oh, they I definitely think so. Contour. Yeah. They for
you
sure.
You got to know how to do that stuff, though. You can't sell this stuff to boys. And another thing.
This isn't that. It's blur stick.
That's what it looks
it's
like,
just concealed. It does look like he's putting that on, but it's definitely
if it's just
for
to
blemishes.
Cover a zit, yeah, I think that guys would buy this. And I certainly have used tons of sunscreen sticks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've never, it's very different, but it's, you know, it's the same kind of thing where you've got the convenience of pulling it out, rolling it up, and rubbing it on.
And if you can find the right skin tone, it really is magic, you know. John has one that matches his. I'm always seeing him in there dabbing stuff on his nose and stuff. He gets like a little rosacea, so he hates that, and so he puts on a little. I'm like, oh, you look so fancy today, honey.
Oh.
We want some powder for that. God, I sell him out. He's so great, and I'm just ready.
You are
to
very helpful. Such
ready
a nice
to tell
lady.
All his secrets.
Wow.
I know.
Evil
right.
wife.
I know. Terrible. God. Good thing I pay him well. It's called the Hims Blur Stick, and it's a sleek, effective concealer stick specifically for men. They say it's for acne, dark circles, razor bumps, and you know whatever blemishes you got on there.
So foundation.
And it's also, like foundation, but it's got like jojoba oil in it. Everyone knows jojoba oil.
You know, the thing about, as you were talking about the concealer, I think makeup in general, if well done by someone who knows their colors, and
yeah.
then it looks great. I also think that you've done yourself no favors when you clown yourself with,
oh, totally.
You know,
no question.
I just think that's such a bad look, and especially if it's coming off on your clothes and anyone else around you.
Right. Yuck. Have you ever hugged someone and yes. now you're wearing their makeup on your shirt?
On the shoulder, you're, yes, like, I have done
oh
that.
Oh my God. You really need to be careful not to touch
setting spray
face.
On.
Oh, well, we don't know all the tricks, I guess. Setting spray. It's like hairspray for your face.
Yeah. No, really it is.
Yeah. Don't smile too hard. You'll crack your setting spray.
I'm going to go with ugly and just live
I'm
going
to go with ugly too. It just seems like too much. Every time I put on any makeup, my face breaks out. Forget it. I'm done with it. I can't even use good moisturizer. Everything is just... But this looks great. Maybe I'll buy this for John. Hims blur stick. Why not?
Did anybody go to the Hims website? I think they do no. those things.
Yeah, it seems like he's just putting his name on one of their products. It sounds like they've got a whole line of stuff. I am almost out of time. I've got two just funny, quick celebrity social media posts that I think you'll like. We're going to start with Zac Efron and his brother. Who knew he had a hot brother? Not I. Kid's name is Dylan. They do a tandem bungee jump, and I don't know, the squealing reminds me of something. I'm not sure what. Let's have a look at this.
All right,
here we go.
Oh,
here we go, fellas. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, push. Oh! Oh,
ah! Yeah!
Got it! Ah!
That looks fun.
It actually does look fun. Luckily, they had their shirts off, and they're both packing 8-packs. So,
you know what's funny is when you said his brother, the image that went into my head was of James Franco's brother because I was sort of confused, like, who's little brother? But I guess this guy doesn't do stuff or act, does he?
I've never seen Dylan Efron but Zac Efron I've seen all over the place.
Dylan's the one that's all inked up in that thing?
Dylan's the closest to us in
got
the photo.
Tattoos,
right,
okay.
You know, he's good looking, but standing next to Zac, what are you going to do, you know? They're all
the poor guy when you Google him. You know, when you Google people now, it says what their job title is, like Paris Hilton, American media personality. When you Google him, Zac Efron's brother.
Oh, that's not right.
Well, that's what he's best known for. So,
all right. And listen, we got one
but
more.
But he's also a server at Coco's. So what?
We're going to show you a picture. You tell me the first thing you notice about this picture. This is a picture of Chris Hemsworth, Thor. What is the first thing you notice about this picture?
The red cape.
No. It's, look at his legs.
Oh, I was going to say his arm.
Well, his arm looks like a loaf of that bread that has a braid going down. You know that bread?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, what you need to do is take that French fry of a leg of his and put that in to make a sandwich out of that. That's
So he's skipping leg days? Is that what you're saying?
Nice.
He's in the gym and he's skipping leg day. Is that what
you're... So his brother Luke writes on this post on Instagram, "Bro, you've been skipping leg days again." He's Thor on top and like Joey Weakling on the bottom. It's so funny. Can we put both of those up at the Sarah and Vinny Instagram or the
Facebook page? That's
bro,
a very common.
What are you doing?
It's a common gym joke. You know, you get this whole, you get all puffed up, but leg days, they're not fun.
No, well,
they're not
boring.
Nearly as
you can
fun
read
as
a book.
The others.
Read a book while you do them. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Flamin' Hot Cheetos and more after these. Ooh.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.